Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Aviation safety is always a critical concern worldwide, and Africa's airline industry continues to face unique challenges despite notable progress. According to the latest report, though, from the International Air Transport Association, we know it better as IATA, Africa recorded 10 accidents last year, marking an increase in the all-accident rate. Yet with the positive news that for the second year in a row, there were no fatalities. However, with the second or with the highest accident rate globally and a high proportion of incidents involving turboprop aircraft, safety does remain a pressing issue for the region. Joining me now is Lyndon Burns, aviation expert, owner of Plane Talking, the agency to unpack these findings, explore the trends, and discuss what's being done to improve aviation safety in Africa. Lyndon, a very warm welcome. So this report highlights an increase in Africa's accident rate. What do you think is driving it? And maybe just give us some context. It's serious, but we are showing an improvement, if I read this correctly.
Hi, Jeremy. Yes, indeed. The bottom line is that air accidents are extremely rare, and we're talking about this in the context of commercial airline operations. We're not talking about, you know, general light aircraft and training flights and things like that. And if we look at it, the global picture is looking fantastic. The safety record has improved dramatically. You know, 5 years ago, we were talking about one accident every 456,000 flights. Now we're talking about one every 810,000 flights. It's not to be celebrated, but there were 244 onboard fatalities last year. But there were 4 billion people who traveled by air last year. And I think those are the significant headline numbers. And in Africa, yes, we did have 10 accidents, no fatalities, thankfully. And a lot of those were to do with runway excursions. So that might have been a problem with either the runway, an aircraft landing in poor conditions, or the runway that's not been kept in good condition. There were a number of accidents that involved landing gear problems as well with the aircraft. So that could speak to things like maintenance or foreign object damage on an aircraft. But there's been a big drive over the last 10 years, a concerted drive by IATA and other bodies like the UN Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, to really try and get its arms around the safety situation in Africa. And they've got a lot of collaborative outreach now. Civil aviation authorities like ours here in South Africa are now regularly holding workshops to go and raise the awareness and the need to adopt international benchmarked standards and recommended practices, and not, you know, have everyone doing their own thing, but rather take what's been proven, not reinvent the wheel, just put it in place. Hold people accountable. Make sure you've got the systems in your operation with the airline or the airport or the air navigation service provider to make sure that, you know, you're doing things in the right way. And basically, we're taking a model that was applied in Latin America over the last 10 years and has worked with immense success there. And we're looking at doing that here in Africa, and it seems to be working quite well. Yeah, the accidents that did occur were not accidents with major airlines. They were mostly with sort of secondary regional carriers flying in places like the Sudan and the DR Congo, where there's obviously heightened risk as well.
Lyndon, as far as South Africa is concerned, there have been well-documented incidents of equipment deficiency, particularly at some of the smaller airports. That is worrying, though, and the risk surely is growing in that respect.
The big worry here at the moment is the withdrawal of instrument flight procedures by the Air Traffic Navigation Service Company, which is a state-owned entity. They've withdrawn over 326 procedures countrywide. Now, these procedures are there for safety. They're there as a safety enhancement so that pilots know, you know, how to fly their aircraft, what speed they should be at when they're descending to an airport, what speed, direction, configuration, height above the ground at various points along the path to a runway, and the same when they take off and climb to a cruising altitude. the ATNS failed to maintain the approval of those. They're meant to review each procedure every 5 years, and it turned out in some cases they hadn't been doing it up for up to 12 years. So there's a massive backlog, and the only way that they could get around that and avoid some sort of sanction was to withdraw these procedures. And that, unfortunately, has had the unintended consequence of raising the safety risk in the country. The airlines are doing absolutely everything they can to avoid it, to mitigate that increased risk. But it has manifested in a large number of delayed flights, diverted flights, cancelled flights. And obviously that really upsets travellers, because then you end up with, you miss meetings, your baggage doesn't get connected onto onward flights.
Lyndon, let me ask you this just in conclusion and very briefly. The report also says that turboprop aircraft have accounted for 40% of accidents involving airlines. You did talk to me about the common accident types being runway excursions. Are these aircraft more vulnerable? And again, what's the usage like in this country?
So they're not necessarily more vulnerable. It's just that they are more prevalent in those kind of regional operations, flying to more remote destinations, and they tend to operate also on routes where you just couldn't economically justify a 100-seater jet, or they're typically aircraft that would carry anything between 30 and 50 or possibly 80 passengers, right. But there aren't too many of those around. They do operate, they're quite prevalent across the continent. We do have them in South Africa. They're not unsafe aeroplanes. Some of them are quite modern. A turboprop is just a jet engine with the fan on the outside instead of being encased in a nacelle. It's still a jet engine. It's not an old piston propeller engine. It's a turboprop. And they have all modern avionics. But again, it's down to what kind of operations are they flying? Where are they being flown to? What are the conditions like in those places? And the accidents that we've seen have tended to be flights to fairly austere places.
Lyndon Burns, I'm going to leave it there. From Plain Talking, I do appreciate your time today.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.